Oh Lord Jesus, please help me to get this message out the way that you want me to get it out. So guys, I've just come out of the shower. And in the shower I got two visions. And okay, I'm going to give them to you exactly as I got them, right? Exactly as I got them. And then we'll ask the Lord to interpret this as he wants to afterwards. So the first one, I saw a picture of little kids, and they had to run a race. They were lined up at the beginning of the race, and they were told at the end over there, and they could all see at the end of there, there's a person standing there. You need to run to that person. Okay. And it's not a short race, but it's quite a long race, but you need to run to that person over there. That person has got things for you, right? And that's your reward. When you get to that person, that's your reward. Okay, but it's a race. So when I say go, you guys go. Right? And so they start running. They start running and they're running and they're running and they're running. And along the side is running along someone who's saying, no, you're not going to make it, you're not going to make it, and slowly somewhat like falling out, right? But then you get those people who say, no, they're going to make it, they're going to make it, they're going to make it, they're going to stick with this race, they're going to go with it. And so this voice along the side says, so when you get to the finishing line, then the race is over, okay? And so they keep running, they keep running, and they see the finishing line coming. They see the finishing line coming, and they just want to make it to the finishing line. They just want to make, because then the race is finished. They're tired, but they just keep running, keep running. They get to the finishing line, line, and almost everyone stops running at the finishing line because they got to the finishing line. They were tired, they got to the finish line. But there were three little kids that just carried on running, carried on running, carried on running till they got to the person at the end. And I asked the Lord, I said, Lord, what does that mean? And he reminded me of the book of Exodus, how the Israelites were in Egypt, and for the first four plagues, they too were affected. They too were affected for those first four plagues. They were affected by those four plagues. But for the next five, they were not affected. They were kept safe, but they were still in Egypt. They could see everything that was happening to the Egyptians, but it didn't happen to them. And the Egyptians could see everything that was going wrong in their lives, and they could see it wasn't affecting those who belonged to God. The Jews were a witness that God was true. If the Jews weren't there, there'd be no witness. And then the last plague was the death of the firstborn. And the only way that the Jews could get through that was because of the blood of the Passover lamb. And in the vision, people are just being told there's a finishing line coming. There's a finishing line coming. What God wants to know is, do you just want to get to a finishing line? or are you trying to get to Jesus? Is your focus on getting out of this mess down here, or is your focus on making a difference for as long as you can? Until Jesus takes you home, is your plan to be here? If the Lord said to you, tell you what, you have a choice. You can be raptured now, and yes, I'll take you to heaven. But there's three people that are still here that will only ever understand and hear your voice, and they're not going to make it if you get raptured. They're not going to make it. The only person designed to be able to help them is you. But you can come to heaven. So I tell you what, I will rapture you, and I'm going to come, I'm going to rapture people, but you must just decide whether or not you're going to stick around for those people who can only hear your voice. Why do you want to be raptured? Because if you want to be raptured so you can get out of here, you're not going. You're not going to make it. God will see your heart for what it really is, and you will see your heart for what it really is, and you will know you are not a Christian. You are not one who follows Jesus' heart to reach the lost and save them and encourage and be the best that you can to be a leader in terms of leading people to Jesus. That's not where your heart is. And if your heart's not there, you're not going to make it to heaven. A lot of people want to just make it to the finishing line. And so what is Satan about to do? And this was where the second vision came in, which was, and then the words thereafter, which were hugely disturbing to me. God asked me a question. He said, what does it mean to entertain angels unawares? So I said, well, it means that you won't know that you're entertaining an angel. He says, okay. Does that mean that angels or spirits can wear clothes? So I said, well, I suppose, I mean, if I'm not supposed to know that this person is an angel or not, I suppose he can wear clothes. He says, if you're entertaining angels unaware, would you be giving them food? I said, well, I suppose, I mean, he said, would they be able to eat that food in front of you? I said, well, I suppose they would have to. So he said, so that means you're not going to know if somebody's an angel or not, correct? So I said, yeah, no, that's true. I wouldn't know. And he said, are there such things as evil spirits that can manifest themselves physically? So I said, yes, no, there are evil spirits that can manifest themselves physically. He says, and can those evil spirits that manifest themselves physically, can they wear clothes, normal clothes? I said, well, based on what you've said now, what I read in scripture, yes. And he says, so if they can wear clothes, and there's a whole lot of them, and they all have planned to make a finishing line early, they've moved the finish line to before where the finish line really is. I said, Lord, I'm not quite following you. He said, think back to the race. Okay, so I thought back to the race. He said, imagine that finishing line. Because basically that finishing line was put up there so that people would think they just had to make it to the finish line. As soon as that finish line happens, that's the end of the race. That's not what they've been told in the beginning. In the beginning, they were told, run to that person. We were told, run to Jesus. We were not told to run to a finishing line. We were not told to run until such time as some big event happens. That's not what we were told. We were not told to run until the rapture happens. We were told that just before the end, look up, for your redemption draws nigh. That doesn't mean look up, stop, do nothing of what you're doing. It means keep running. Because you could still reach a few more people before whatever time that is that comes. And then the really disturbing thing happened. I could see which of the people around me were actually evil spirits dressed up in clothes. When Hollywood starts to punch a story, it cannot be. It cannot be the way they're punting that story. Unless it's a setup. Unless they need as many people to think that there's a finishing line coming. And then as I watched every one of those evil spirits disappeared and allowed the clothes that they were wearing to fall on the ground. Just like we've seen in all of the movies about the rapture happening. Just like that. And the number of people who had their hearts set on running the race until the rapture looked around and said, I missed it. I missed it. God doesn't love me. I got it wrong. These Christians, they lied to me. I've been following this all along, and I've been doing everything that they've been saying that I needed to do, and now look, I have not been taken. I am left behind. And that wasn't the end of the race. Satan is the father of lies. What is he going to do? He's going to lie. Satan is going to steal. What is he going to do? He's going to steal. Satan's going to kill. How is he going to kill? He's going to steal your joy. He's going to steal your hope. He's going to steal all these things because he has set up. It's not that the rapture is a lie. It's what's going to happen before the rapture that's the lie. And God will know who truly loves him. God will know who truly loves him because those who truly love him are not running to reach the end of the race. They're not running for a finishing line. They're running to him. And for as long as they live and breathe, they keep running to him. They keep making a difference. And everybody around them can look like they are being raptured, and they will still keep running to him. They won't be fazed by what goes on around them. They won't be fazed by the whole Hollywood narrative of exactly how this rapture is going to look. They won't be fazed by that. They'll keep on serving Jesus, running with Jesus, blessing people around them, encouraging them. My brothers and sisters, you are about to be tested. And I truly pray you do not use your sight. That you walk by faith and that you love Jesus so much that No matter what lies carry on around you, you keep running for him. Keep running to him. And keep blessing people around you, because there will be so many Christians who are going to be lost. They are going to be so disheartened. And you're going to be there to lift them up. And you will be rejected by so many Christians in so many ways. You will be hated by those who spent most of their life trying to be a good Christian and now feel like they have just been left behind, rejected by God. That's what it's going to feel like. They're going to feel like this God who said he would never forsake them, leave them or forsake them, has just left and forsaken them. That's what they're going to feel. And that's the lie that Satan's going to feed them. I pray in the name of Jesus, Father. I pray that this message reaches every single one of your children. I pray, Satan, in the name of Jesus, you may not in any way stop this message. You may not block it. You may not stop it from moving. I bind you, Satan. I bind every single evil thing. Lord God, I know that you have full control over everything. You even control artificial intelligence. You control absolutely everything. Nothing but the souls of men, because they have free will, may stop this message. And that only when it reaches them. And I just pray, Father, I pray that their hearts will truly be for you, that they are running not for the finish line, but they're running for you, because every one of them will love their brother enough to pass this on. And that's not manipulative, please. Please, my brothers and sisters, that is not a manipulative statement. That's a statement of fact. If you love your neighbor as yourself, you would never want your neighbor to be tripped up. But I pray that you take this message. If you're in doubt of it, take this message. Take it to the Holy Spirit. Go and read the story of the Exodus again. Look at what God did. That is a type for what he's going to do again. You're going to see a lot of things going wrong. One of the reasons why we saw Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego go into the fire and be fully protected was as a witness to you that God can keep you safe through anything. One of the reasons why Daniel went into the lion's den is that God wants you to know that amongst animals and wild beasts and dangerous things, God can keep you safe. Countless, countless miracles prove that God knows how to keep his children safe. But you're not trying to stay safe. You're trying to live your life to be a blessing to every single person around you. Oh, Lord Jesus. If there's anything I can do, Lord, I don't know what to do, guys. There's no words I can say that are going to encourage you one way or another. This message is between you and Jesus. And it'll be between you and Jesus for eternity. Don't run the race to the finishing line. Don't aim for the rapture. Aim beyond it. God said he won't let you go through wrath, but we don't even know what the wrath of God really looks like, because nothing survives the wrath of God anyway. So you just keep running for Jesus no matter what goes on around you, no matter what happens, no matter how Satan's evil spirits try and fabricate a fake rapture up front. Don't fall for it. Keep going. God bless, guys, and have an absolutely beautiful life. Don't give up. Do not trust your eyes. Do not trust your eyes. Do not trust your ears. Do not trust your senses. You do not walk by sight. You walk by faith. You do not walk and succumb because other people are trying to convince you differently. You do not listen to that. You don't listen to that. Do not listen to those voices on the side that say you're wasting your time and this is a load of rubbish. And do not listen to those voices. You listen. Focus on the one voice that you're running for. Focus on the words of Jesus and keep going. Right to the end. Keep going. God bless, guys. Have an absolutely beautiful life.